Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. The View on Money FM 89.3.
You are listening to Money FM 89.3. Now, it's been touted as one of the most successful Singaporean shows of all time. I am talking about the LKY musical. And Raushan in the studio went to see it recently and he has not stopped talking about it. In fact, so much so that we decided to reach out to one of the main actors for the show to join us. And I'm very happy to say that he very kindly agreed to join us on the show today to tell us more about it. We are joined now by actor Adrian Pang. Adrian, welcome to the show.
How's it going?
Good to have you with us. Adrian, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us this Friday.
My pleasure. We're halfway through the run, and there's still a lot of curiosity about the show. Amazingly, some people still haven't heard of it. I mean, you know, there's, in my world, there's just been no escaping it over the last few months. But I'm happy to talk about it with you lovely ladies.
Definitely. In our world as well, we haven't escaped it for the last few weeks because Raushan hasn't stopped talking about it. He absolutely loved it. So, yes, want to find out more. So perhaps we can start there. Maybe you can tell us more about the story behind the musical.
Well, in a nutshell, even though the show is called the LKY Musical, really it is a story about how modern Singapore came to be. It traces the history of Singapore from 1942 till 1965 when we achieved independence. So it's really the story of how Singapore became Singapore as seen through the eyes and as lived through the experience of this one man, and as well as the significant individuals who were instrumental in creating modern Singapore, told through song and dance, no less.
And when you say this one man, it's not just any man. We are talking about Lee Kuan Yew. What was it like preparing for such a role?
It was intimidating, to say the least. This is the second run of this show. Mm-hmm. We first did it in 2015, and I remember having an absolute nightmare time that first time around, because every single day in rehearsal was just filled with all kinds of surprises and booby traps, because just figuring out what story we were trying to tell in the first place was a scary proposition, let alone attempting to step into the shoes of this man. And you know, needless to say, the man, Lee Kuan Yew, is such a... He's more mythical and legendary than human to most of us. And also, he's obviously a very polarizing character. So it was quite a frightening prospect to even tackle. There were many moments in the journey of the first time around when I thought to myself, what the heck am I doing? But we survived it. And so 7 years along, the producers have decided to restage it. And I think, you know, quite timely as well, because the last 2.5 years has been, well, everyone, all of us as Singaporeans, such a tricky time. It's been really almost like a process of a rebirth. So to relook at this story of the birth of Singapore, I think it's quite timely. So it's been interesting for me certainly to revisit the story at this time.
And that said, what else have you then brought to this production now that it's in the second run? What's changed for you? As you mentioned, it's been a very difficult last 2 years for many. How has that changed the way that you're approaching this role?
I have been approaching this rerun of it almost as if I'm doing it for the very first time, because I certainly never wanted to revisit something that was just a mere rehash of something I'd done before. I just don't believe in that. And so I took this as an opportunity to look at this story with fresh eyes and try and immerse myself in the story anew, just so that I could discover fresh new perspectives on the story, on the man, on the journey that we as Singaporeans have gone through in the last 57 years. And it's just partly also from my own journey over the last 2.5 years of the pandemic, having gone through my own weird adventure over the pandemic, and I'm still trying to navigate myself out of it. It's been a journey of self-discovery, if nothing else. And as I said, I think it's a very timely story for all of us to be reminded of, just to I suppose remind ourselves and remind one another of all the things that we have to be grateful for, and to not be complacent, and to just keep on building on what we have.
That very, very, very wise words there, Adrian. And just remind us, so this is on now until the 3rd of October?
It is until the... Well, I'm doing it till the 2nd of October. I don't know if anybody else is on till the 3rd. They'll have to do it without me.
And it's on at the Sands Theatre, isn't it, at MBS?
Yes, it is. It's on at the Sands Theatre until next Sunday. You know, tickets have been selling like hotcakes, and you know, every run of the show that we've been doing has been a privilege. Really, I'm treasuring this chance to tell this story, and I hope, you know, people get a lot out of it from coming to see the show.
Wonderful. Well, Adrian, we've got a question that's come in from Jeff. He was just on the show breaking down the latest market moves for us. Hongbin, what did Jeff want to know?
So he asked, please ask Adrian how I can keep my kids interested in drama. He went to the LKY musical this week and absolutely loved it, but he is now 15 and more absorbed in schoolwork and has lost a bit of passion and confidence due to the heavy workload. So he's asking for you for any tips on keeping the fire burning for Sam, who would be appreciated, because he now is considering leaving Centro Stage and thinking he can't do this for a career anymore.
Oh, wow. Okay. In all honesty, hand on my heart, I have to be very candid about this. And any advice, I usually try to not give any advice to anyone, because I wouldn't take advice from myself. But I do honestly feel that anyone considering going into this insane profession should only do it if this is the only thing they can see themselves doing. Mm. Because it's a very unforgiving profession. Mm-hmm. There is no justice to it. There is no fairness to it. There's no logic to it. And everybody really has to just carve out their own path. No two journeys are the same, and it can wear you down. And I've certainly have been worn down many times myself. But this is the only thing that I can do. This is the only thing that I want to do, and the only thing I love enough to just fight through any kind of hardship just for the privilege of being able to keep on doing. So if you love it enough, do it. But if you don't love it anywhere close to as much as that, then there must be something else in your life that you love enough, that you are reasonably okay at doing, and also can earn a decent enough living. If you can tick these three boxes in anything in your life, then you're one of the lucky ones.
We've got another question that's come in from a listener, and this is from Little Hitsuji, and she says, every time your company puts up a show, do you wonder if it will sell? And she says, by the way, I love all of your shows. Big fan.
Very kind. Nothing is a sure thing. There isn't any production that we stage that we feel is a sure bet. Every show is a gamble. Every show is something that we feel we need to take a little bit of a risk. I honestly do feel that the last 2.5 years of the pandemic has reconditioned all of us and to retrain our brains as to how we consume things, movies, TV, music, and especially from my perspective, live performances. It's almost like we have to find ways to get people to get excited all over again about coming to the theater. So it's going to be a huge challenge moving ahead. And while certainly as Pangdemonium, we have in the last 12 years built up a steady, loyal following, we can never be complacent about that, and especially now moving on ahead after we've spent the last 2.5 years kind of languishing. We feel that the challenges ahead are going to be very, very real indeed, and we're going to be fighting tooth and nail to get people to come back to the theater all over again.
Adrian, you know, there's just so much more that we wanted to ask you, and we've got so many questions that have come in from our listeners, our viewers on social media as well, but we've run out of time. But there's just one question I wanted to ask you very quickly, since you are on Money FM 89.3. Do you have one money tip or one money hack that you've found over the years that you'd like to share with us?
Well, as I said earlier, this is a disclaimer, I wouldn't take any advice from myself. So any money advice is probably even more dicey. I think from my early days as a young actor, this is, we're talking, you know, in a long time ago, I have kind of trained myself or conditioned myself to live pretty frugally. And I don't know, some might say tight-fistedly. And I think if there's anything to be learned, is that, you know, a sense of moderation, a sense of balance, and also a sense of every once so often kind of rewarding yourself with something small and significant, but material, is not a bad thing at all. And I learned this from some years ago when I was going through a difficult period, and confessional here. I went to see a therapist at the time, and she said, one of the reasons you're in such a state at the moment is that you need to reward yourself. So even if it's going out to buy a small little item just as a personal reward for yourself, is not a bad thing. It's not being extravagant. It's basically giving yourself some kind of a pat on the back to say, hey, you know, you deserve this. And it's not a bad thing. And I'm speaking all this just because, you know, I'm a dad, I have a family. I've tried to be smart with my money through the years, and, you know, save up for a rainy day and all that kind of thing. And there've been many rainy days, but once in a while, just a little bit of a something just for yourself, just, it's not a bad thing.
It's okay to treat yourself.
That's worth anything to anyone.
It is.
But there you go.
I'm going to treat myself this weekend. Well, Adrian, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Bless you, ladies. Thanks very much for having me on. Take care.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Adrian Peng on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.